The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah Amud Beis, the third Mishnah in our Perek, which is another example of the Minayins, where the Mishnah teaches us a din from a different area of Torah and backs it up with a pasuk, a remez, not a pasuk mefureshes, is Minayin la ruga shishish al shishet tvachim. Shezorim b'secha chamisha zeroinim. The Mishnah is talking about the halachos of klayim, where one cannot, there's a law in the Torah of planting a vineyard together with tvua, called klay akerem, and in that context, the Chazal teach us that the separation of the kerem from the tvua has nothing to do with the distance, but it has to do with the angle. And if the vineyard is situated in a certain shape or form, the tvua can be planted at closer quarters to the. This is what's called naruga. The halach of naruga is how to be able to plant a vineyard, to be able to put tvua in the middle that's not considered part of the aruga. The aruga is a row of a kerem, which has a lock of a kerem. It happens to be that these sugis in klayim are the most difficult parts of shas as far as mathematics are concerned. The Vilna Gaon has a pirush on periko aruga and sugis klayim, which is the basis of many geometrical formulas that are used in Chazal. And it's very necessary to have a good working knowledge of geometry in order to learn the Sechel Klayim. What I'd like to do is not to get involved in the details, but to discuss again the underlying idea of what's going on over here. It's clear in the sugya that the theme of what would be matter or what would aser, the closeness, the connection between the kerem and the tefillah, has nothing to do with how far it is, but it has to do with the way it's situated, where it is in the corners, where the kerem is placed and where the tefillah is placed. The question is, on a basic idea, we understand that there's a lav in the Torah of having kerem, of having grapes and tefillah grow together, having a kerem and a soda grow together. L'chor, that has to do with under the ground, how close the two places are, whether the yonig zemizeh, how could it be that you could have the same place, the same equidistance from each other, not equidistant, but you could have the same distance in two scenarios, and the halachos will be totally different. As far as the mingling of the two things are, and the same is true by klai zroim, as we'll see in a few minutes, why would it make a difference what the shape is? Furthermore, there's a halacha that if there's a fence, if there's a geder between the kerem and the tvor, again, even though there's a yanika under the ground, that geder divides the two, and there is no lav. What's the idea over here? What makes the lav of klai kerem? Obviously, it's not the yanika zemizeh. It's not the fact that the two of them grow and they're yonig zemizeh that asks it up. What exactly is the geder of this issen? So the Sefer Teres Zeroyim from Rabbi Pomeranchik is Meirich as a Hagdomah to the Sechus Klein, and he explains, we don't have to have a bird's eye view of the whole studio of Klein. Klein in Dine Derais exists in various forms. Klein just means a mixture. The same word Shatnes, Pashtus also means a mixture. And there are different types of mixtures that are also. And interestingly enough, even though Mesechus Klein is in Seder Zeroyim, all the different types are discussed over there. For instance, there's Klai Akerem, which we'll see that kerem and tvua mixed together, grown together, have its own chumrus. It's also banor. Klai azroim, the marshal, planting different types of fruits or vegetables, grafting together, planting together different fruits or vegetables, is also asur midaraisa. And they have separate halachos. It's not also banor. That's also discussed in Mesechus Klein. There's klai behema. There's either plowing together with different animals, or mating together different animals in order to breed something else, like creating from a horse and a donkey a mule, which is also midaraisa. And lastly, there's what we're most familiar with, because it's not only in the Gein Eretzol, but it's in the Gein Chutzla, it's also, and it's most common, is the lav of shatnis, which is also a Mesechus Klayim. It's also a form of taruvis, of a klayim, of mixing two brands, two breeds, two things together which the Torah says one cannot mix together. And lastly, I might add that there's a subsidiary of this whole idea, which is Basav Cholov. Basav Cholov is also a Eruv, a climb of two things. The Torah said not to mix Basav and Cholov together. Cooking it is also, it's also Bano. It also fits into this family of forbidden mixtures. But even though they all sound like they're based on the same principle, ones certain things, whatever the reason is, the Torah says not to mix A and B together, A and B in different forms, the different types of klayim that we just mentioned. However, the halachas are different from thing to thing. I'd be magdim a Rambam, where the Rambam talks about these. There's a Mishnah, which says that if one has seeds that got mixed up, a person has a bag of seed, for instance, he wants to plant wheat, and a certain amount of a different seed, some type of vegetable, some type of kidneys, some type of bean sprouts got mixed into the bag of seed. Can one plant it all together? There's a lav of klaza, and one is not allowed to plant two things simultaneously in the same thing to bring them together. One is not allowed to interplant, I don't know how you say it exactly, to plant together in order to create a crossbreed between the two brands. So what happens if it got mixed up by accident? Do you have to throw out the whole bag? So it sounds, would sound similar to a little bit tray for food that fell into a pot. What's the shear of bittel? We don't have the shear of bittel b'shishim, obviously. L'chayr, the shear should be b'roif. Many Rishonim hold a midaraisa, the shear is roif. Like kol ha-tor, kul ha-achor am la-hatos. If there's a roif of barley seed, and there's a miut of bean sprout seed, I don't know if those two grow together, but let's say, it becomes Baltimore deraisa. The Mishnah in Klayim tells us that the shear is echod l'chov dal, the shear is 1 in 24, most Rishonim hold that's durabonah. The Rambam is clear that if there's a ratio of less than 1 to 24, loikin, one gets malchus for the lav of Klayim's Rambam, obviously the Rambam holds it's deraisa. What happened to Roif? The teretz is that the lav of, as we pointed out, Bagdomo, the lav of Klai Akerim, of Klai Zroim, it would seem has nothing to do with the fact that the two are growing together. It has to do with the Tzuru. Again, the why of it, I don't know, it's Exez Akosu, but the issue over here is not the end product, the creation of a of two things that are bred together, of a mix. The issue over here is the act. The issue over here is the fact that one sees the two as growing together. It has more to do with the appearance than the end product. So, Lamashul, Klai HaKerem, and over here will be Mechal between Klai HaKerem and Klai Zroim. But Klai HaKerem, the reason why less than 1 in 24 is Deraisa, is because when one plants the two together, one will see. By the Klai HaZroim, the Shear is Deraisa, is because over there the Isser is the fact that they grow together. The fact that there's an appearance in the field of two minim growing together, that itself is an Isser. That's not just a Marzayin that one sees. That the Isser is not the fact that they grow together. It's not the Toitzah, the Poel Yoitze, that the two grew together. It's the fact that one sees them intermingling on the face of the field. That itself is an Isser. If there's a Shear of 1 to 24, then one will see the two of them mingling. It will be awesome. The Rambam holds that the issue is not that one, the toitzah, lamashul. Let's say by klai behemah, when one mingles two, when one mixes two behemahs, the halacha is over there that if there are two types of animals that are shovin b'toyav v'choluk b'shmom, if they are similar in appearance and they're different in name, meaning to say they're considered different animals, different types of animals, even though they look the same, the halacha is there also. Why? Because since they're considered different animals, the toitzah, the Poel Yoitze, is a mixed breed. Over here, the Torah didn't want the creation of new animals. The Torah did not want the creation of animals that are interbred. So the Torah said one cannot mix two things that are different. Masha'enke by Klai Zroim, the Yerushalmi says over there, the Isser, if they look the same, one can plant it together. Interesting. Even though biologically, genetically, two different strains of plants are considered, scientifically, two different plants, one can plant them together if they look the same. Why is that? It's obvious that over here the Isser expresses itself in the fact that one sees it in the field as being a mix, as being a mongrel breed. The Isser is not the Poel Yoytze, the fact that something is bred, which is not the same as the original brand. The fact is not that something was created that the Torah doesn't want. The fact is the way it looks in the field. The field with two minim together is, for whatever it is, that's not Ratzon Hashem, that there should be two things in a field growing which one sees as a mix. The fact that there's a Teitzah, that there's something that grows out of that field which is not similar to the original, is not the Isser. Mashenkin by Klai Behema, the Gedder or Isser is the Teitzah. One cannot do a Maisa which will create a breed which only exists because of interbreeding. One cannot create a new breed. It's not the appearance of it that's the problem. It's the fact that there's something new that was created. That's the Isser. Therefore, even if they're just Chaluk, Bishmom, it would be awesome. Another example of where we see this idea expressing itself, that there are different types of ways of being magda, the Isurei Klayim, there's in Nida, the Samach Aleph, it's clear that Klay Begodin, otherwise known as Shatnez, if one has Semer, one has wool, and some Pishton, some flax fell into it, the Isurei Klayim of Shatnez is sewing together, bringing together in one beged, Tzemer u'pishtim. Some pishtim fell into, some pishtim thread fell into tzemer, fell into a ball of yarn, which is made out of wool. The halach is that there's no bitl. According to the other Rishonim, by Klai Zroim, that we see that there is an idea of bitl. Why over here is there no bitl? Over there there's Mepharshim. Explains the reason why there's no bitl is because bitl means what's oser is a certain food. Something else fell in, it's not significant, it becomes rendered insignificant. Over here, the Torah gave significance to the mixture itself. The Torah doesn't want the mixture, how could A become bottle to B? The issue is A and B mixed together. So if A falls into B, that's awesome. We don't look at A as being this bottle to B, we look at A as being together with B in a way the Torah doesn't want it. So by Klai Zroim, we saw from the other Rishonim, the whole, not like the Rambam, that by Klai Zroim, when seed is mixed together in a seed bag, one can plant it in the field because there is Bittul Beroim. Why is that different than Klai Begodim? Again, the same point. When the seed is mixed together in a ratio of Roiv, so the Torah considers the one insignificant to the other one. One sees it in the field, one does not see the significance of one in the other. Therefore, there's Bittul Beroim. Mashenken by Klai Begodim, it's not the way one sees it or the way one perceives it. It's the reality of the mixture which is offered. The Torah doesn't want that mixture being worn. That mixture exists even when there's a bittul beroyv. The emphasis is that this idea that the Isser of Klai HaKerem is not in the Yenika, but it's in the appearance, in how one sees the field is growing, is Mefurshin the Rashi Bayat. The long Rashi in the Mishnah of Dibra Maskel V'Achatz Be'emtzah. Rashi says over there that the Torah was not makbid. A yenika loy kafti. The Torah wasn't makbid on the yenika zemize elai akera, on the way it looks. Rashi adds something interesting. Rashi says, V'kolshken klai zroim. For sure, klai zroim chazal will make when it does not appear as a mixture. Why? Because klai zroim is only derabon. Tosov he has the kasha. That's Mufurish in the Gemara in Kedushin of Lamites, that Klai Zroim, meaning to say, the Torah says that one can't plant a field with Klai. So, there's a few psukim, and one pasuk is clear, it's talking about Klai HaKerem, meaning to say, only the, not any mixture, but only a mixture of a kerem, of a vineyard, together with Tvua. But what about two different types of, bean sprouts together with barley? Nothing to do with a kerem. That's called Klai Zroim. Rashi says that Rabban Tes is Mufurish Nigmar Gedushin Aflam Tes, that would be Deraisa. So, what they answer, to explain what Rashi was saying, that it's only Derabonon, is that over here is there's a chilek, even though we've put together the Klai Zroim and the Klai HaKerem, but there is a chilek between the two, according to Rashi, it would seem. So now we put the two together, Le'umas, vis-a-vis Klai Behema, and Klai Begodim. But the Mefarshim explained, the Achrayim explained in Rashi, the Rashi holds that the Klaizroim, there is an issue of Yanika. We don't find the halacha that it's a wall dividing different minim in Klaizroim that it would be mutter. There's no such halacha. It's only by Klaiker. By Klaiker, the Isser is solely the appearance. That's the way it is. The Gzeta Kozov is that what's Osir is the appearance of a Kerem together with a Soda together with a Kerem. It's not the Minim together, but it's the appearance of the field with the Kerem, and that creates a different dynamic when there's a wall in between. It's not a field together with a Kerem. Masha Enkein, by Klai Zroim, it's the Minim growing together that's the problem, even if it looks separate. If there's a wall in between, that just means that you can't call the field together with the vineyard, but they are growing together, and one can see the growth together, so it should be also, or at least they're growing together. There should be an Issa Midrabbanan of Yanika. Chazal would ask for Yanika because if they're growing together, then it's somewhat similar to this. And there is a Klai Zroim over here. Rashi says that Klai Zroim is Derabbanan. The Issa Yanika is Derabbanan. Mashayim a Klai Akerem, there is no Issa Yanika Bechlau, even Midrabbanan. That's the way they miyash the Rashi. Again, the same type of raid. That there's the one way of looking at it, mitzvah yinika zemizem. There's the one way of looking at it, mitzvah the hekera, the appearance of the two of them mixed together. Except that we're adding an extra piece, an extra knage of klai akerem being totally in the shame soda with the shame kerem together, and klai zorn being totally in the two minim, the two plants actually growing together. There's another interesting illustration of where this idea expresses itself. The Chassam Sofer talks, Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, talks about Pshan and Rambam. Let's say a person wants to intermingle different breeds. He wants to breed together two types of plants to create a stronger strain. So the Rambam seems to say that Klai Zroim, even though one can't plant it himself, one can give it to a goy to plant. In other words, there is no Isser of Amiru La'akum by Klai Zroim. The Ravid is massing on the Rambam, because the Gemara above Metzid of Tzadik would seem to indicate not that way. So, what the Chassam Sofer explains, and it's a landmark idea, but it fits into what we're talking about, is that the Gemara above Metzid of Tzadik was talking about certain cases, where one, there's Amir Lakum, we know Amir Lakum, by Shabbos, there are other Isurim, where there would be an Isur of Amir Lakum. The Chassam Sofer explains that those Isurim are Isurim of Toitzo, where the Torah doesn't want the end product. For instance, there are some cases of being the Saris of Behemoth. One renders a Behemoth incapable of bearing young, of giving birth. Over there, what the Torah doesn't want, it's not the act of the surgical act of doing it to the Behemoth. That's also the Torah doesn't want that a living being shouldn't be able to have offspring. So the Torah doesn't want the Toitzah. Where the Torah is makbid on the Tetzah, on the Pearl Yotze, on the result, what's the difference if you give it to a guy to do it yourself? The Torah doesn't want that outgrowth. The Torah doesn't want that Pearl Yotze, that result. So the Torah said, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do it. But where the Isser only lies in the act itself. It's not the Tetzah which is Osir. It's not the result which the Torah doesn't want. It's only the act of doing it that the Torah doesn't want. That's only if you do it. If you give it to a goy, there wouldn't be an Issa. Only by Shabbos, the Torah doesn't want you giving it to a goy because that'll destroy the Kedushas HaShabbos. So therefore, by Klai Zroim, it says the same idea, that Klai Zroim, the Issa, is not the result, as we said in Letzah and Klai Behema. Over there would be also even Ayidei Goy. To give, to hire a Goy to mate different Behemoths together would be also, says the Chassam Sofer. Mashiach and Klai Zroim, where the Issa is only the doing, the Issa is not the Toitzah, the result, over there would be Mutter Ayidei Goy. This is just another example of the same idea. There is some discussion, just deeper level, we're just saying now that this is that, but there's different ideas discussed in the Rishonim, what exactly is the deeper Mechuvin. Of course, when we discuss Taimei HaMitzvahs, we're only trying to give ourselves Taimei HaMitzvahs Miloshen Tam, to give ourselves a little bit more of an appetite for the mitzvah. The Rishonim, we're not trying to change the halachas based on our understanding. The Rishonim used two different Nischoyot to discuss Klayim. There's the fact that when a person takes two things that the Rebbeinu Shlom created as two separate minim, and he puts them together, what he's doing is he's what's called in the Rishonim a hakhosha b'maisa bereshis. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world with min A and variety B, and you're putting them together. What you're doing is you're saying you know better than God. You're playing God. You know better than the Rebbeinu Shleil. The Torah asked that. The other way to talk about it is not that the act of putting the two together is a lack of respect for the Rebbeinu Shleilon's will, because you're showing that you think you know better than him. But the Torah actually had a kavana. The Rebbeinu Shem had a reason why he wanted a pomegranate to be a pomegranate and a tangerine to be a tangerine. The Rebbeinu Shem didn't want a tangerine. The Rebbeinu Shem didn't want the min, which is an outgrowth of those two things. The Torah wanted this min, and the Rebbeinu Shem wanted that min. If you create something else, the end result is something that the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want. So again, these are the two zchois that we're using for Yisurei Klaim. And like we said, there's different Yisurim, which are a mixture-oriented Yisur, and everyone will have its own halachas. We didn't get into Bas B'cholos, and we barely got into Shatis, but just to give us a tam of the world of Maseches Klaim will suffice with this.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.